Hello, Robbie.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be here. Merry Christmas.
And to you.
So it's been a tradition, I guess, just this year that I come in and tell some stories. When you're ready for bed, are you?
I am ready.
Right.
I am dressed as an elf.
Yes. This is perfect because I have a story about Santa.
Perfect.
And this is perfect because everybody occasionally has a chance to be Santa. And I love this story because it's about somebody who just said the exact right thing. It's called Santa's Black Belt. It was sent to me by Margie Ann Hembry Sullivan about 22 years ago. Of all of my childhood memories, I think the one I shall remember the most is when I was 8. We're a family of 7. My dad had died when I was 2 years old. Memories of Christmases taught us to not ask for special things, just accept and enjoy the small gifts we would receive. But still, as kids, we felt the same excitement as others when the holiday season came upon us. My brother and I would go to the grocery store in our neighborhood to find a sturdy cardboard box. We'd bring it home and cut a square out of the middle, and then all of us would draw bricks on it. This would be set up in a corner. It would represent our fireplace. Each child would tack one of her own stockings onto it. Just a few days before Christmas, we would busy ourselves by playing outdoors in the snow or something, singing carols to the neighbors. In those days, if you were poor as we were, you knew you would not even be able to think about a big holiday dinner until the food basket given out to the needy would arrive at your home on Christmas Eve day. It was always filled with all the things to prepare a great, satisfying feast, which were few and far between for us. Most of the time, there would be a big bag of hard Christmas candies. My mother would carefully divide it out evenly, putting small piles into each of our stockings. Late in the afternoon, we'd all get ready for a visit from Santa. Santa was a member of the local JCs. They would go around door to door, make sure all the poor children would at least receive one Christmas present from Mr. St. Nick. So, after getting scrubbed and shampooed, we would put on our most presentable clothes and sit and wait for the great one. Finally, there was a knock at the door, and the house went wild, 6 children all trying to get to the door at once. Needless to say, since I was one of the smaller ones, I was quickly shoved and pushed until I was at the end of the line. One by one, Santa gave out his presents. But I will never forget the look on his face when he looked down at me. I knew something was wrong. I remember him putting his big gloved hand inside the brown bag he'd brought with him, feeling around inside it. This girl knew it would be her only Christmas present, and you cannot imagine the sinking feeling when the hand came out empty. Then, a huge smile spread across his face. He told me he'd received a letter about a special little angel, and my gift from him would be his big black magic belt, which he proceeded to take off and wrap around me. He told me only one child each year was rewarded with this black belt, and if I ever started to feel sad or down, just put on the magic belt and sing a happy song, and my sadness would disappear. Needless to say, I believed him and did exactly that for many years after. Later in life, when I've had to face major problems and much sadness, I would find myself thinking about that big black belt and the magical gift from that wonderful Santa Claus. Good night, Robbie. Merry Christmas.